I want to point out the fact that there is a psychological enslavement that is happening among black men and black women. And I want to point out that one thing that black people can do is they can sing and dance and they can play sports. But once they get some money, the first thing they do is they show a physical presentation of their spiritual well-being. They put chains on their necks. No other people on the planet chains and binds themselves the way niggas and nigger men in particular do. I mean, who would, these chains that you see on these niggas is simply a physical outward expression of what that nigger really is. He's in chains. And the bigger the more the nigger gets money, the more he demonstrates what's really on the inside. The nigger is in chains. No other people on the planet chains themselves when chains around their necks. You think about this for just a second. Think about it. You may not like what I'm saying. You may disagree with all of what, and you may, but you're going to have to face the truth. Niggers are chained and bound. And the reason why they do that is that they have enough money to show what they really think about themselves. They put chains on themselves. They put chains around their neck. They put chains on their spirits. They put chains on their intellect. They put chains on their decency. These niggas, and the more they get a dollar, the more they chain themselves. That's a physical expression. I was studying some Hindu and some Buddhist ideologies, and I may get this a little bit one way or the other. And I was studying that the Buddhist women put a red dot on their nose or their face or something of that nature, indicating whether they are married or whether they are not married, et cetera. And they put that as an expression of who they are. Let me listen to Pastor Manning talk to you about black men. The reason why they buy chains, and the bigger the chain, and chain themselves up, because spiritually that they are still in chains. And that's what they want to show you. They are spiritually chained and bound. Niggas is what they are. And I'm not against you having a chain representing, you know, that you want to ask St. Jude to pray for you, or you want to ask St. Thomas to pray for you, or want to ask St. Paul. What I do want to say is that we that wear a small chain and a cross, we wear that is because we are bound in, to Jesus. And I even have said I'm a slave to Jesus. So I wear the chain and the cross around my neck because I'm bound and I'm a slave to Jesus. And literally countless people all over the world wear a cross indicating their commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, who they are internally, who they are spiritually. Now you've received that, haven't you? Then let me back you up for just a moment. I just told you nigger men wear chains because they're in chains. You see, this nigger Jay-Z, see how big that chain is? Now, he may say it's gold, but he's in chains. His mind is in chain. His spirit is in chain. The nigger is in chain. That's who he is. The way the Christian wears the cross, who are in with Jesus, this nigger and all them other niggers with them big chains around there, they're in chains. They're not economic developers. They are not systems developers. They're just niggers in chains. And you know, the niggers wear these big chains, and all the other niggers who ain't got money to buy a chain envy the niggers that are in chains. Niggers are chained and bound. So he might as well be in some sort of modern day slavery. The nigger is in chains. Now I said some time ago, I said, I'm the Lord's slave. I said, I'm a slave. I'm the Lord's slave. That's what I've said. You heard me say it. I'm the Lord's slave. Them niggers that wear them chains, they are chattel slaves to debauchery, to witchcraft, to demons. They are enslaved. They are in chains. And in, look at that nigga. Look at that nigga. Look at that. If that ain't a sight against humanity, what is? And that nigga is proud to be in chains. It, and not only that, but it's a chain of confusion. The niggas are confused. I mean, it is insane. The sense of debauchery, the ignorance of niggas, niggas, niggas. Look at that nigga. Look at him. These niggas put the chains of ignorance, of debauchery, the chains of violence, the chains of hatred of white folk, the chains of hatred of America, the chains of hatred of Jesus, the chains of hatred of all this right and just and true and righteousness. Niggas, niggas.